Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Hauser covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball towards center field. Held makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Held. Freehan scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Lump reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for George Thomas. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gates Brown now playing left field. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.